What's up, Gucci gang? You're listening to the Basketball Podcast. That's right. I just called you Gucci gang. Why? It's not because I'm a Lil Pump fan. It's not because I like the song Gucci Gang. It's because I heard that song the other day and I thought, what is this racket? Old man, what is this racket? So I looked up this racket on YouTube. And you know what? That racket has 900 million views on YouTube alone. This podcast that you're listening to has 250 plays total across 9 different platforms. Only 250 plays. I have 17 episodes. There's only been 250 plays. No one listens to me and everyone listens to Gucci Gang. I know what we need. This podcast is missing sick beats. We need sick beats. Do we have a sick beat? Do we have one? Can we put one on? Yeah? Here it is. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got some of whatever that is. It's a foghorn. Something.
Uh-oh.
Yeah! This is what we needed. We were missing this the whole time. You're listening to the Basketball Podcast. More sick beats to come. Stay tuned! In this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about Game 6. In fact, let's just do that right now. Here's your Game 6 preview. Toronto is up 3-2. Golden State is missing Kevin Durant due to an Achilles injury. This is the last game at Oracle Arena. The Basketball Podcast predicts that Toronto will win this game and win the NBA Finals. There's your preview. That's all I'm going to say about Game 6. Watch the game if you're interested in it. What I want to talk about is Kevin Durant. That's right, Kevin Durant. Tore his Achilles. If you're an NBA fan, this is a sad thing because he's one of the best players. If you are an Oklahoma City Thunder fan, you might still be kind of vengeful and like, yeah, finally something bad happened. That's wrong of you if that's how you feel. It's sad. It's unfortunate, especially this type of injury. But I'll say, from this, it got me thinking, there's really two thoughts that I've had about this whole situation with Kevin Durant's Achilles. And the first one is this: there's no better player for this to have happened to than Kevin Durant. There's no better player for this to have happened to. And I'm not saying that I'm glad it happened. Did I say that? I didn't say that. Don't put those words in my mouth. I didn't say that. I'm simply stating that of all the players that this could have happened to in the NBA, he is, in my opinion, the most likely to be able to come back and be as good as he has been. Kevin Durant's offense doesn't rely on his leaping ability nor his agility. He does have some moves that require agility. The one that comes to mind is that crossover where he like carries the ball halfway up over his head and then he goes back the other way really quick and then does a pull-up. Like, that requires your ability to be agile. So I expect that to start to go away. But Kevin Durant is a 6'10" small forward with one of the best shots in the NBA. He can still rise up over defenders. He will still be able to get buckets. He's still a great spot-up shooter. He's still 6'10". He's going to be able to shoot the ball still. He's going to be able to post up and work one-on-one against a smaller, undersized defender and score at will. He's also an underrated passer. I'm just saying that. I have no idea. That's just what people say. He's an underrated passer. Someone the other day said Tracy McGrady was an underrated passer. I haven't seen Tracy McGrady ever pass the ball. No one watches for that.
Well, Tracy McGrady was an underrated passer.
Okay. Thanks. There's no better player for this to have happened to. Well, there are other players I wish it would have happened to. Like, why couldn't it have been Bismack Biyombo? Why, basketball gods? Why do you take Kevin Durant and still Bismack Biyombo is in the league? Why is Solomon Hill still in the league, but Kevin Durant will be out next year? These are the contemplations that I have. In the middle of the night, I contemplate my sanity, thinking about the fact that Solomon Hill will be on an NBA roster next year, making $15 million, mind you. And Kevin Durant will be sitting at home watching NBA games, rehabbing an Achilles tendon tear. It's not fair. I'm not a Kevin Durant fan. I'm a basketball fan. And I don't want to see Solomon Hill trot out his oversized, overweight body trotting out onto an NBA basketball court next year and not see Kevin Durant's fit, slim reaper figure. It's disappointing. That was my first thought. Kind of a crazy thought. My second thought is this. I've seen a lot of articles come out, and I'll be honest, I don't read them. I just read the headlines. I'm a millennial. No one reads the articles. We just read the headlines and then give our opinions online, or we make podcasts. I saw a lot of article headlines that said things like, what the Knicks should do in free agency now. Now what will the Knicks do in free agency? Who else is available for the Knicks in free agency? If you are the New York Knicks, don't do anything differently than you would have done if Kevin Durant was healthy. Why? Because the worst possible outcome of signing an injured Kevin Durant is that next year you stink too. And by the way, New York is the most valuable NBA franchise. They are valued at $4 billion. They will still sell jerseys. And if you sign Kevin Durant, you'll probably sell even more jerseys. If you sign Kyrie, that'd be great. He can sell jerseys for you too. I think he's overrated. We're not going to get into that this episode. He's a great player. But he's not at the same level as a Kevin Durant. New York, you should still sign Kevin Durant. If you can get him on a 4-year max deal, that's 3 good years, potentially, of Kevin Durant. There's nowhere to go but up if you are New York. If you are the New York Knicks, there's nowhere to go but up. Maybe your up takes a little bit longer, but don't worry. You'll continue to make money because you're the most valuable franchise in the NBA. It'll be okay. You haven't been to the playoffs since like 2014, 2013. You haven't won a playoff game since then. Before then, it was like 2000 was the last time you made it to the playoffs. You have been historically horrendous for the last 2 decades, but you're still the most valuable team in the NBA. There's nothing more that you can do to screw this up. If you're a New York Knicks fan, hear me out when I say this. Having an injured Kevin Durant on your team is still better than any other free agent option that's available out there. Having a Kevin Durant that will not play in the 1920 season is still a better option for you than any other available free agent. I wholeheartedly expect the Knicks to screw this up, though. I don't know how. I don't know how they're going to do it. But I expect them to screw this up somehow. It's just the New York basketball way. Let's get into the mailbag. First question comes from one of our valued listeners. The question is this. Is Kemba Walker a Hall of Famer if he retired today? Kemba Walker. Yes, that's right. Kemba Walker of the Charlotte Hornets. I think that this question is top of mind today because it recently came out just today that Kemba Walker is interested in negotiating with the Charlotte Hornets on a less than max contract. Kemba Walker is interested in negotiating for a less than max contract. Kemba Walker is eligible for the super max contract because he was on an all-NBA team this year. That means Kemba Walker can make $221 million over the next 5 years from the Charlotte Hornets. The same organization that signed Cody Zeller to a 4-year, $60 million deal. And Nicholas Batum to like a 4-year, $100 million deal. He doesn't want all of the money. He only wants some of it now. So he was in the news. Came to mind, is he a Hall of Fame player? And my initial gut reaction is, well, of course not. That's the stupidest question I've ever heard in my entire life. But then I started to think about it. Kemba Walker, yeah, he averages 19.3 and 6 for his career. 19 points, 3 boards, 6 assists for his career. He's been to 3 All-Star games the last 3 years. That's good. You definitely need that. He's made 1 All-NBA team just this past year, the 3rd team. But if we only look at his NBA career, we're doing Kemba Walker an injustice. This is the same Kemba Walker who was a 2007-2008 McDonald's All-American. And he was a 2010-2011 NCAA AP All-American on the first team. Yes, I read those directly from basketballreference.com. That's not the point. I didn't have those memorized. Who has those memorized? Kemba Walker had a stellar high school and college career. He won a national championship with UConn. He had an improbable Big East championship run in 2010-2011. Lest we forget the stellar college career that he had. And he's not had a bad NBA career. He's had a good NBA career, especially the last 3 years. He's been a good point guard. He's been an all-star the last 3 years. Is he a Hall of Famer? Well, here's the beautiful thing. Like I said, I'm just on basketballreference.com. If you scroll down to the very bottom of basketballreference.com, it has this fun little thing where it says Hall of Fame probability. Kemba Walker's Hall of Fame probability is 5.3%. So I'm going to go with the numbers this time. I'm going to go with the stats. That's right. You heard it here first, folks. The basketball podcast is actually going to look at statistics and make a decision based on these statistics. I don't like that number. So I'm going to say no. He's probably not a Hall of Fame candidate right now. But who knows? Tracy McGrady is in the Hall of Fame. That's right, Tracy McGrady. I said it. If you think Tracy McGrady is a Hall of Fame NBA player, then you're correct, because technically he is. Next question. This is an excellent question, and I really appreciate this question being submitted to me by a listener. I don't come up with these questions by myself. Listeners submit them to me using my Gmail address. That's right. The Basketball Podcast has a Gmail address. You can send all of your mailbag questions to our mailbag at thebasketballpc@gmail.com. That's right, thebasketballpc@gmail.com. Send your questions, your great, wonderful, valuable question. No question is a bad question, especially not this question. Here's the question. If Kevin Durant came back next year and played in a wheelchair, would he still be a better small forward than Michael Kidd-Gilchrist? The short answer is yes, of course. The long answer is this. Kevin Durant sitting down in a wheelchair is probably not as good of a defender as Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, but Michael Kidd-Gilchrist is an overrated defender to begin with, and I promise you that KD in a wheelchair will get more buckets than Michael Kidd-Gilchrist could get if they put him on a ladder 2 feet from the basket and handed him a ball. Yes. The answer is yes. A definitive, absolute yes. Kevin Durant would be a better overall player than Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. Here's a thought. What if KD decides to join the NWBA next year, the National Wheelchair Basketball Association, and he becomes the greatest wheelchair basketball player in the history of the NWBA? He would be the first officially elected Hall of Famer that ever had an NWBA career. I mean, that's just not on a lot of Hall of Famers' resumes, if any. I'd like to see it happen. And honestly, if he came back next year, that's Space Jam 3 right there. That's a plot. It's written for you, Warner Brothers. Space Jam 3. KD tears his Achilles in Game 5 of the Finals. He comes back in a wheelchair. That's Space Jam 3. What more do you want? You're welcome. How do I copyright this idea? How do I copyright this? That's it for this episode of the Basketball Podcast. We're going to try to keep putting podcasts out each Thursday. So if you haven't subscribed yet, make sure you subscribe. If you have a question, if you have a comment, send it to us at thebasketballpc@gmail.com. Turn that sick beat back on. Here we go. That's right. Thank you for listening. Make sure you like us on all of your podcast streaming platforms. platforms, and we'll catch you next time. You've been listening to The Basketball Podcast.